Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC, sponsored by Carl Otto of Webster City. Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday, and joining us on the line is the head volleyball coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, the new head volleyball coach, Jenna Whipple, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yes, thank you.
So you take over the helm of this Eagle Grove program here for 2024, and just before we hop into the team aspect, what does it mean for you to step into this role and lead this Eagle Grove volleyball program?
It really means a lot. I'm homegrown here in Eagle Grove, and I teach here. So for me, this is just part of the process of trying to help build our programs and give our athletes opportunities to grow and develop as players.
And taking a look at your squad coming into your first season, it's going to be a relatively young team in terms of varsity experience. Graduated a lot of seniors from last year's team. You do bring back some key contributors. That includes Kennedy Thacker. Addie Jeske is back. Natalie Peterson, just to name off a few. Teresa Middleton is in there as well. And Kendra Schild, too. And when you look at the group that you're trying to replace, how has that process gone in attempting to replace some of those roles that some of the now gone seniors have left open?
Well, first practice today, we had coming back 8 seniors that did, like you said, played some varsity, had some JV reps. It is going to be a building year. It's going to be about getting those players returning, mixing in with those younger players and players that played contributing roles on JV last year to help build our varsity program.
And looking at those players coming back, you've got, like the players I mentioned, what's maybe some of the biggest steps forward you've seen from this group that's going to be your leadership group here on and off the court here in 2024?
The experience coming back is a key for us. A lot of the girls that you mentioned have varsity experience prior to this year. A lot of them bring great leadership. So that leadership helping to mold our younger athletes and those JV players into roles that we will need filled is what I think is one of the biggest strengths of our team.
And when you look at those younger players, like you said, JV players from last year now stepping up into varsity roles, just who are some of those players that have stood out in terms of stepping into these new roles here, as at least from what you've seen very early on in this season?
I have sophomores, Briley Merla, Holly Anderson, Maya Morgan. Some of them got a little varsity experience last year, but they're going to come in and fill in some, right side hitter spots, outside hitting, some centers. We have them working in libero spots. Crystal Flores is another one, played varsity last year, and she's one that's been working in that defensive specialist role. Those girls are really going to contribute, and we really need them to add to our program and keep building us forward.
And looking at the schedule to start off your season, you guys hit the ground running right away week one, opening it up with Southeast Valley on the 27th of August. You guys then host Forest City for your conference opener on the 29th. You go to Clarion that final Saturday in August for the Clarion tournament before you get back into conference play on the 3rd at West Hancock and the 5th versus Belmont Clemmy. And when you look at the schedule, you know, opening up hitting the ground running, especially in conference play, between where you guys are right now to those first set of games at the end of the month, what's maybe the goal for you and the staff to where to have these girls at by the time you guys are ready for match play?
We're hoping by match play we've filled those positions that we lost those seniors last year, and we are trying to transform our team into a team that we're trying to work on. We actually have very little size in terms of height. We're trying to develop and build a team that can compete against those bigger area schools that have height. So our goals by week one are to be ready to out hustle every team we play, and that's something we're setting goals on, that people are going to see that Eagle Grove has changed in terms of style of play. That's mainly our big goal, is that we want to try to out hustle teams because we give up so much in size.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and we'll talk to you again here once the regular season gets underway.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yep, that was Jenna Whipple, the new head volleyball coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles. On our Coach Speed program, we're back talking with Roland Story volleyball coach Molly Geis after the break on 95.7 FM.